Hey, y'all, I'm going to take a second to give a quick shout out to the official mortgage lender of the Hunt Lift Eat podcast. That's Casey Burns of Prime Lending Mortgage. I've known Casey for 10 years, and he's the only lender I use. I've used Casey to purchase two houses, and the process has been seamless and easy each time. He's the heart of an educator, and he truly cares about what's best for his clients. He specializes in VA loans, but can handle FHA, conventional, and investment loans as well. He's a true expert and specialist in his field, and there's no one I recommend more than Casey. You can contact Casey at casey.burns@primelending.com. Reach him by phone at 919-710-1864. You can also check out all his reviews at www.closewithcasey.com. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips brought to you by the Hunt Lift Eat podcast. I'm Carter McKenzie back in the saddle, and I got two Hunt Lift Eat team members here with me tonight. We got Luke from the great state of New Mexico. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Glad to have you back on, brother.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. And we got Brian coming at us from North Carolina. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, Carter, how are you, man? I'm good.
Good, good. And Brian, making your Hunt Lift Eat podcast debut here tonight.
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
Heck yeah, man. Let's make it a reoccurring theme.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, we are gathered here tonight to talk about off-season archery. My season is finished up here. Actually, archery season ends today in my county. So today's the last day in Forsyth County, Georgia. Come to a close. How about y'all's seasons? Are they pretty well wrapped up where you guys are?
Mine ended January 2nd, but there's an urban archery season right now in one of the towns that's close to me that runs through February 20th. Wow. So it's literally just knocking on doors, trying to get in folks' backyards.
Yeah.
To thin it out a little bit.
Hunting in the, you know, view of the pool and the.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy sometimes. And then, you know, I've had one run into the neighbor's yard. I knocked on the door and asked if I could retrieve it. And she basically tried to call the police on me.
Yeah.
So it's going to rot in your backyard. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, that stresses me out, man. I don't like confrontation. That's why I'm always, whenever I shoot a deer, I'm like, please die before it goes over that
yeah, line. And it was sheer luck. It was like probably 15 feet into her yard. And it was, there's no fence, there's no anything, but I tried to do the right thing. I backed out, I knocked on the door, put everything away so there was no weapons or anything in my hand. And I said, hey, this is me. This is what I'm doing. This is where we're at. Can I retrieve? She said, absolutely not. Get off my property. I said, wow. Okay.
Enjoy the dead deer in your backyard, lady.
Exactly.
What about you, Luke? How's your season?
It just ended. I think there was two late season archery hunts that ended now, like towards the middle of the month. I've never hunted the archery in January. I'm hoping to next year, though. So, but yeah, it's pretty much coming to an end till turkey season.
Yeah, man, that's why I wanted to talk about this with you guys, because both of you are really good examples of, you know, y'all, neither of y'all hang up your bows after the seasons. Y'all shoot a lot. And I think that's really important, especially like, you know, we're transitioning into a new year. Like it's, you know, the end of January. We're talking, people have goals and New Year's resolutions or whatever. And mine's always to shoot my bow more. And y'all are great examples of that. So, you know, how important is it to not put your bow down, Brian?
It's a very perishable skill. You know, it's one of those things. If you don't do it all the time, I feel like you're going to lose that aspect of it. You're going to forget exactly where that anchor point is. You're going to forget, you know, where the string needs to be in conjunction with your eyesight and the target and your, you know, sight picture. All of those things just come into play. And I think if you're not doing something like that every day, you're not going to be good at it. You know, like if you don't hang out with your old lady for a couple weeks on end, you're not very good at it the first time back around.
Yeah, man, that does apply to a lot of things in life, doesn't it?
That's the way I think, bud. I'm sorry.
No, dude, I love it. Yeah, I think it's really important, man. It's always a goal of mine to shoot more every year. And, you know, I think it's a big thing. A lot of guys scramble as they get closer to hunting season again. And then they're like, oh yeah, now I'm going to start shooting a lot. But it's super important to maintain that muscle memory and maintain those anchor points and get those reps throughout the entire year, man.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. You know, like I said, it's just one of those things. It's a perishable skill.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we got some tips tonight for some off season archery practice, that these guys are going to, give us and enlighten us with that we can take away and get to practicing. So, Brian, do you want to kick us off tonight? What's your tip?
Yeah. So, it's all going to start with fitness for me. I try really hard throughout the year, and then always hunting season comes in and I'm living off of honey buns and Mountain Dew, you know, just so I'll hit it at the gas station and run to the woods. So I kind of lose it there, through the season. I just got to get it back. So it's just that, you know, like Dan Staton always says, I listen to his stuff all the time. Separation is in the preparation. When it comes down to it, I'm going to get as close as I can to that, recreating that adrenaline rush, whether that be an elevated heart rate, shooting under duress, or anything like that. I'm going to make it as close as humanly possible as I can to, you know, having that giant Volkswagen sized deer step out in front of you and you're shaking like a leaf. So if I can go into muscle fatigue before that and then make those shots count, that's where I'm going to start.
Yeah. And I love following your Instagram account. Cause do you find posting your shooting and your workouts every day, does that help with your accountability, Brian?
Oh, 100. Yeah, it absolutely does. My wife thinks I'm an idiot. I was like, hey babe, can you help me real quick? You know, we're both covered in sweat. I make her work out with me and she's like, oh my God, you have to wait. I can't hold a phone right now. I'm like, but I have to do it right now.
Yeah.
So, or I harass my kids. I'm like, here, hold my phone, do this, watch me. You know, and making sure that, you know, it's just that an arrow a day. I think if you just preach that, practice that, you can make great things happen.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there's another bonus tip right there, is the accountability on social media. I think that's really cool. And I like seeing it, and it actually motivates me to shoot more. I'm like, shoot, Brian's getting after it, man. I better grab my bow, go in the backyard.
Yeah. My wife got on me the other day cause it was pouring rain, Eastern North Carolina. So I just kind of blocked off a section of the hallway, set up my target in front of her dresser, and I ran upstairs and shot down into it. she's like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing, fine. Don't worry about it. I didn't miss. So
which is another good one, man. Shoot from elevated positions.
And stress. I mean, I'm shooting literally down a hallway at my wife's dresser. I don't think I could. Yeah, it was a little daunting, to say the least.
That's cool. You got to get creative with it, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Luke, what are you thinking tonight, man?
So I'm thinking, first off, I'm fairly new to archery hunting. I've only been doing it for about 3 years. But I think that the thing that's helped me the most is getting as much reps in as possible. And I did that by finding a local bow club or archery club, through the pro shop that we have here, and making friends with them, joining the club. Then I found out I was shooting once a week and then on the weekends. And then before you knew it, I was shooting every night at the shop and then starting to get into the indoor archery with like three spot and starting to do the competition side of that, which is just getting reps and perfecting your form, that keeps me sharp pretty much year round. And then come summertime, those same clubs, you're doing 3D shoots and traveling, doing a bunch of 3D shoots, and you get to, you could do it unknown or known, but we like to do it unknown. That way we get used to ranging and being accurate. So you're not just practicing your bow, you're also practicing your ranging. That way you don't have to pull up your rangefinder and waste 5 seconds that you could spend making a better shot. So that is it. I just think joining an archery club will get you shooting year round. And I had to shoot with a bunch of guys who were been shooting for years. And I mean, everybody wants to stay competitive. So you're trying to learn, trying to be better. So every time you shoot, you are getting better. So I think that's really helped me. And then not to mention, it's just fun. It's a fun thing to do during the week, middle of the week, a stressful week. You have a good hangout with the boys and get some shots downrange.
Yeah, I could see how that would be really sweet, especially because like archery hunting in particular can be such a solo and like solitary activity. So like balancing it out with some other like-minded folks and cutting it up a little bit, but still have the competition side of things.
I could see
how that would be fun, you know?
I did a archery shoot last year, got paired up a 3D with a bunch of guys I didn't know. And a guy was shooting phenomenal. He was shooting lights out, completely just embarrassing me. And then he forgets to knock an arrow one time.
Oh no.
And just smokes his bow, blew it up. And I was like, oh no. I was like, first I thought I was like, are you okay? I thought an arrow exploded, blew up his hand, whatever. He's like, I don't know what happened. And then he looks like in his quiver and he has all five arrows. Oh, dude, how did you forget this?
Yeah.
You know, and then he's like fumbling around. He rode with us the whole thing, the rest of the course. And I'm such a jackass. And I don't think about what comes out of my mouth first. I'm up first. I go, all right, now for the most important ingredient. And I knock an arrow. He's like, I was like, oh man, I'm sorry. I didn't even think about it. I said it.
Oh no, I definitely know how that dude feels, man. I did it. I did it this summer. Actually, in August, right?
I wasn't going to bring it up, Luke. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah. I got no shame, man. I learned from it, and it was a blessing in disguise because I got a brand new bow out of it. So,
oh, nice.
It wasn't terrible, but yeah, man, a dry fire breaks the heart, especially when it's 3 weeks before archery opening.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, hopefully not anytime soon, you know?
Yeah.
I have that mental checklist of don't be an idiot.
Yeah, for sure.
The other thing, like, I'll forget to do, so I chained up my rest. So I went to a AAE Prophecy, and you have to actually knock it up.
Mm.
And I'm half retarded sometimes. I'll just leave it, and I'll draw my bow, and then I have fletching smoke in my fingers. I'm like, what? And I missed target completely.
Right.
And then I look, and I was like, oh, I didn't move my rest up.
Yeah, archery is one of those things, man, where there's so many steps. If it's not complete muscle memory and you miss one, it's like, ah, damn, dude, I've done this a million times. Why am I missing this?
And that's why it happens, because you've done it a million times. Yeah. You're like, oh, I know what I'm doing. No big deal. I'm going to rush through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got him, then we lost him.
We lost him again.
Yeah. Bingo, we got him. I think he's back.
I'm back. Sorry, guys. This internet is terrible up here.
Makes for better hunting.
You were talking about the target, the big target.
Oh, yeah. The target, we write everybody's name on it that's dry fired. So it's kind of like the wall of shame. That way, when you look at the target and you're going to shoot it, you see the names and you're like, oh, shit, I better make sure I knock an arrow.
That's cool. A good idea. That's a good idea.
And you shot a competition last weekend or the weekend before. I saw a picture of you holding a big check, Luke.
Yeah, I shot in Albuquerque. It's a couple hours south of where I'm at. They have a big Vegas warm-up, three-spot warm-up competition. And I shot bow hunter class. There was only three of us in my class, and I ended up winning in the shoot-off. I got to shoot with some really, really good dudes. They actually smoked me in the qualifying rounds. I was like 10 points behind. But when it came down to those pressure shots and it's just you, the three of you guys standing in front of the whole shop and everybody's watching. I came in clutch, shot all 10s, and the guy in first place dropped an 8. So
there you go.
It was pretty cool.
That is cool. That's something I think I need to like just do it. Just sign up and go do. I've never done a competition. And I think that's the only way I'm going to do it. Just like do it, bite the bullet, and then go shoot, because it feels outside of my comfort zone, and I feel like that's something that would make me a better shooter.
Shooting a three spot, just shooting dots in general in a competition. So local archery shop here, almost the same thing as Luke has. Became really good friends with the guys that work it and run it and owner. He's like, hey, you guys want to close the shop down and we'll shoot for some money? And I was like, yep.
Yep.
You know, so that was it for me. I was like, he's like, all right, how do you want to do this? Buy in. I was like, let's just do $20. You know, there's five of us. The shop gets, you know, 80%, winner gets whatever. So we shot three ends, and there was probably eight or nine of us in a line. and shooting next to those folks, and you just hear, because some of these guys are shooting hinges, so you hear that, I hear that click, and it freaks me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh wait, so then I got let down, and I'm trying to keep up with these guys. You know, and that's, like you said, it was like one of those things that came up. It's like, hey, we're shooting dots tonight. You guys want to do it? I'm like, all right, let's do it. I got $20 to give to somebody.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool, man. I need to bite the bullet and do it.
Yeah, just, even if it's just something local, something small, just like after hours, like, yeah. And then we all went to the bar afterwards, and the winner bought the first round. Yeah. Winner's so awesome. Like, you know what? I didn't plan on having this money anyways. I'll buy the first round. So
that's cool. That's sweet. I guess my tip this week would be, if you're going to buy a bow, if you're thinking about upgrading, now's a good time. With seasons being over and things kind of shutting down, now's a great time. Or if you don't shoot and you're looking to get into archery, like, go get yourself a nice used bow after people who shoot archery, I feel like, are just as bad as fly fishermen, like always upgrading gear and trading out bows and that kind of stuff. And it's not that difficult to go pick up a used bow that's in really good shape. It's not like a truck or something that loses 80% of its value after you trade it in. So now's a really good time to go do that. Bows are going to be on sale, trying to move some products after hunting season's winding down. So if you're looking to do it, do some research or message one of these fine gentlemen and go get yourself a bow.
Yeah, I just bought a new bow. My wife wasn't happy about it, but it was time for me to upgrade. And yep. A buddy of mine works at a shop down the road, and he's like, dude, I really want you to shoot everything. He said, I want you to try the Omen. I want you to try the new Fortis. I want you to try – I literally shot every bow he had, and it came down to the Hoyt. It just – whatever feels good. You know, your hands are going to be different than mine. I have meat hooks for hands, so it's – I got to have something that I can hold. And it just happened to work out, and I was like, well, I want something fast. So he's like, all right, I'm going to let you shoot everything you want through the chrono. So we put the VTM through the chrono. We put the RX-7 through the chrono, and then the Z1S through the chrono. And that's what took it. So, cause I want speed.
You pick kills. Your speed bow, the Z1S.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love it.
We just got one in the shop. I'm going to shoot it tomorrow.
Is it just fast? You better.
Oh my God. I'm at a 28 inch draw length with a 420 grain arrow shooting like 308. Well, I'm super, super short draw length. I mean, I have T-Rex arms, but it's so dead in the hand. There's no vibration. There's anything. If you're going to go shoot it tomorrow, you might want to leave your wallet in the car.
Yeah. The good thing is left-handed, and they don't have any. Well, I'm going to shoot it right-handed. So I'm not going to buy it, safe. But I'm going to set it up and have a little fun with it right-handed.
Yeah. There you go. You're just going to have them order it.
I just upgraded too, and I did the same thing. I shot all of them. And I actually went with a Bowtech, and that's the one I shot the best. It felt the best.
Yeah.
I went with a Bowtech Zion, and I, you know, like you said, it's like a golf club or anything else, like, felt best in the hand. So that's the one I went with.
Yeah. You really got to feel it. Got to shoot them all. I mean, I'm not brand loyal, brand specific. That's my buddy's like, is there something you really want? Cause I'm going to just tell you, just get that out of your head right now. So I was like, okay.
So did you think of the
Omen? So the Omen had a strong vibration. It's fast, super fast. The grip was wide at the bottom. Yeah. So my buddy was like, take the grip off. I want you to shoot without the grip. Nobody leaves these grips on these bows anyways. So I did that.
Yeah.
And then I took the Doinker stabilizer off of the Fortis, put it on that because it doesn't come with one, like the one that's on the end of the Hoyt. Still had just that lingering ting, yeah. Which to me, I feel like it's losing efficiency somewhere when it's vibrating like that. So it didn't feel right. It felt like it kind of hung on where that Hoyt just, it flew out and it was like, doom, it was done. Everything just kind of felt right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one.
And did you get to shoot the RX-7 Ultra?
Yeah. It's a 34, I think. So I'm like 5'8 and a half if I cough. So even a 33 in the thick of Eastern North Carolina is kind of pushing it. But I went ahead and did it, but I didn't want to go to a 34 just because I'm super tall.
Yeah, I think I might be the RX-7 Ultra here pretty soon. Might be upgrading.
Yeah, I'm scared. Of carbon. I'm scared of carbon. I feel like if mm-hmm. any little thing happens, it's done. And yep. then that's, you know, $1,000 mistake. Where, because right. I beat the crap out of my bows. You know, I've dropped them out of a tree. I've done this. I've done that. You know, and then I'll take it to the shop, put it in the draw board, check the deflection, check the limbs, check the timing, do all this. But I feel like there's certain yeah. things on a carbon bow you just can't check. Yeah. You know, the integrity of it until you're at full draw with a monster standing in front of you and the thing just starts cracking.
Yeah. See, and I don't hunt in trees over here, so I'm never worried about dropping it out of the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I just love the way it shoots, man. It shot so good, so I'm gonna try to get me a left-handed one.
Lose him again.
Lose it to that New Mexico Wi-Fi, man. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, must be. That's just better for hunting.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What else we got? Anything?
No, man. I think getting the reps, putting the fitness in, and combining the two things is going to get people a lot of places very quickly. I think that's a really good way to cover some ground in the off season.
Yeah, and then putting yourself in those awkward positions. So I hunt out of a saddle mainly. I'll jump the fence in my backyard, hang it in a tree, and shoot at angles. If I have to shoot from my turkey chair because I'll bow hunt turkey this year, also just setting that bow up right next to me, and then being able to sit up in my turkey chair, still cross-legged and half retarded, and try and get a good shot off. Cause that's probably the hardest thing I ever did last year was shoot a turkey with my bow.
Yeah.
And it was just so awkward. Cause you know, I'm sitting an inch and a half off the ground and there's a half a bush blind in front of me that I've just made. And then the turkey can see for miles. So just putting yourself in those situations, angled shots, whether you're shooting upstairs or out of a tree in your backyard, just, you know, making it as lifelike as possible. That also helps me stay true to getting my reps in on a daily basis.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're feeling froggy or feel like you're half decent at it, go hunt squirrels or grouse or go hunt something like where you're actually hunting instead of just shooting on a target in the off season. I've lost a lot of arrows, sent them into the next county shooting at squirrels. So I don't know if it's my best skill, but you're still kind of actively hunting, which I think is definitely a transferable skill in the off season.
Oh yeah. That's a good one actually. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to shoot squirrels.
I think it's more impressive to shoot a squirrel than a deer. It's pretty impressive to shoot, or even a grouse or rabbit with a bow. If you're doing that, then you're doing pretty damn good.
Well, you can get the small game broadheads and the ones that are made for birds too. Give you
judo
some surface area. Yeah, give you some surface area. So those are pretty cool.
I use a washer. Put a washer behind your field tip,
dude. That's smart. There's your tip.
How
right
much
there.
Sounds? Yeah, just the tip.
Yeah.
how does it change the flight of the arrow? So what I've noticed is I shoot a mechanical. And then when I put a fixed blade on there, it's basically putting a wing on it. Yep. And wherever that wing wants to steer, if your arrow's not tuned perfect, which I can get away with a mechanical, but you're putting a washer behind a broadhead, that's got to be.
Yeah, and I mean, you're shooting 10 yards at the max. So it doesn't, I mean, and it's for grouse. I don't do rabbits or anything with that. It's mainly for grouse, just so the arrow doesn't blow right through them and get stuck in the rock behind them.
Yeah. Are you shooting up at an angle or down? Is it, I mean,
down, they're usually down, just walking on the trails.
Okay. Yeah. I've never shot a grouse at all with anything, let alone trying to shoot something like that with a bow and arrow.
Tell you what, it's probably the best like wild meat that I've ever had. It just,
that's what I've heard.
Gotta kill a lot of them.
I've
to make them
fantastic.
Yeah. I've never been in a place that affords me the opportunity.
Yeah.
To try it.
We are grouseless on the East Coast here. Luke, before you lose your Wi-Fi again, why don't you plug your archery shop in Taos?
Yeah, so I've it's Taos Hunting Co. We have an Instagram. We're trying to make it grow a little bit. We have plans on making some more videos archery related. So you can find them on Instagram. It's at Taos, T-A-O-S, Hunting Co. C-O. And you just go follow us. We're going to be putting up some cool content. I just got a bunch of stuff to make some cool videos to film. So hopefully we get good content and some educational videos too, because the owner of the shop, he's a badass archer. He's been doing it for years. A badass bow tech. I want to do more technician type stuff, teaching people how to work on their own bows. So go give them a follow. Follow your local bow shop too, and support your local bow shop. They need all the business they can get.
That's huge. Absolutely. That's, you know, you're voting with your dollars there, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. This has been good, guys. I feel like the two of you could just go on for an hour talking about archery, and we should probably make
that happen.
Easy.
Yeah. You just got to get a better internet for living.
Yeah, exactly, man. Brian, where can folks find you on Instagram, man?
I am at bobcats_and_broadheads on Instagram. You can find all my stuff there. I do a lot of crazy dumb stuff because I just get these thoughts in my head and I feel like I have to make a video of it because I think it's funny. My wife doesn't think so all the time because she's the one behind the camera, but she goes along with it. She supports it. So
gotta love it.
It just is. I did a podcast with Antler Feather Co. too last week. So if you guys give that a listen, you'll hear some crazy stuff, archery talk with him as well.
Heck yeah. That's awesome, man. Luke, where can people find you on Instagram, man?
I'm at 3_the2nd. That's my handle. I'm going to probably change it eventually because it's kind of hard for people to search. I'm finding that out. So go give me a follow. I try to post as much archery stuff as I can. A lot of outdoor stuff. We go ice fishing. Pretty much everything I do outdoors is try to post some content on there for you guys.
Heck yeah. Listeners, as always, we appreciate the hell out of you guys. Go follow Hunt Lift Eat Official and the Hunt Lift Eat Podcast on Instagram. And we will talk to you guys next week.